What does the repression you're facing look like and how do you answer to it?
Look, we experience very different kinds of repression and every day we are in some way affected by it. The community faced different large-scale attacks throughout the 15 years of its existence. The biggest one was in November 22, where there was a battle with all the different units of the Special Forces of Corps who attacked the neighborhood and arrested 79 comrades, while 9 cops were injured. The last one was in summer of 24, when the cops kidnapped over the course of 2 days 3 of our comrades, one minor 15-year-old refugee from Venezuela. And the cops attacked us with tear gas right next to small children and next to the hospital entrance. In the days after, one of our reactions was the construction of a playground for the children of the neighborhood. So as an answer to the repression, we don't close ourselves off of society, but rather we are open up more and create. This strategy of social self-defense is based on relations. These we have built with the surrounding of the neighborhood and society over a long period of time and as a part of our collective life. These bonds of solidarity were formed over the last 15 years of existence of the community. Since the mechanism of repression is based on a culture which divides us, we perceive the bonds and comradeship relationships between each other as the fundamental base of our defense. Of course, these bonds are not just given. They are results from a lot of work, collective problem solving, from critique and self-critique. And it's the collective work of dismantling our liberal baggage that most of us bring when coming here, being raised in capitalist society. This process is both very important and goes very deep. And it's, of course, difficult to go now into the details in this short interview. But we want to share with you the brochure that the Autonomous Women Structure of the Community wrote 1 year ago. There, we go deeper into how we see the connection between self-defense, transformative justice, and the collectivization of our needs. It's called Communal Feminism and Social Self-Defense, and you can find the link to it on the website of Radio Blackout after the interview. Coming back to the attacks we face, they are directly connected to the gentrification plans of the state. The resistance against these plans has been a fundamental part of the history of the neighborhood. As a community of struggle in a city where every square meter is exploited for state capitalist interests, we are one of the last standing squads, we face a situation of escalating pressure. Since the community resisted the last attacks in the context of gentrification, the state has evicted dozens of squads. The police has occupied central points of public life and is terrorizing every day the neighborhoods. All of this sets up the conditions for the destruction of any idea of communal life in dignity and justice. So the eviction of Prosfigica neighborhood as an escalation would not only mean the homelessness of 400 people, but in essence also the destruction of one of the biggest socio-political projects in Europe and its meaning for the revolutionary movement and society. One part of our self-defense has always been to maintain the buildings and the neighborhood we are living in. In those 15 years, we've been doing lots of renovation works in our houses, from the inside, in order to make the space livable, and this is why we have also created the technical structure. Now we want to take the next step in our strategy of self-defense against gentrification, by renovating the outside of the buildings. A few months ago, we finished the renovation of our collective café, the Kioski, which is our main place in the neighborhood for socializing. The next step we want to take is to repair the windows and doors of the first block, which is located in Alexandras Avenue and shown to the outside. And in total, there's about 60 doors and windows that are in very different conditions. Some will need to be made completely new, some just need some scratching and a new layer of paint. Every missing brick that we replace, every new coating we paint, and every repaired window is a part of our future and defense. The things we have achieved through working together are a reflection of our collective culture. a culture that we want to share with the outside world and that needs to be seen from the outside. In order to make this happen, a group of architects, lawyers, construction workers, urban planners, archaeologists, students, and others are regularly coming together to work on the plan for our renovation from below in the frame of the Committee for the Promotion and the Defense of the Community and its collective memory through the campaign that it runs, Save Prosfigica. Additionally, an internationalist committee is doing a campaign to support this project. Internationalism has been at the heart of our community from day one. It's not just a political stance, but a cultural value and a practical reality. Already from the very beginning, our community was built on a large number of different nationalities, languages, religions, places of origin of refugees and migrants. So let's say the broadest internationalism. From the start, we built links with political revolutionary organizations of refugees from Turkey and Kurdistan. At the same time, we host internationalists from many different countries, from all over the world.